Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Jean Lafleur. He's the president and CEO of Arvista Gold Corp. He's been with us before, but the company's made a lot of progress since we last talked to him, so we want to catch up with him on some of those items, things that have been done on the property, on the Douai property in Quebec. For those of you who may not be familiar with Jean, who haven't heard him on our show before, he, as I mentioned, he is the president and CEO of Arvista Gold Corp. He's a professional geologist with over 30 years of experience, and he's worked for household name companies, several of them, like Newmont, Falconbridge, Placer Dome. From 1998 to 2003, he worked with McWaters Mining. That's a Quebec-based junior at that time exploration and mining company, and was instrumental in the discovery of new ore reserves for the company's gold projects in Val-d'Or and the Malartic mining camp, including and developing the bulk exploration programs at the Canadian Malartic gold property, which eventually became Osisko's 10-plus million ounce Canadian Malartic deposit, a phenomenal deposit and a very profitable one at that. So I'm really pleased to have Jean with me. Thanks for joining me again, Jean.
Appreciate it, Jay. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
And I understand you're up on the property today getting ready for some of your major shareholders are going to be at camp to see what you're up to up there, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's exciting times. The weather is still favorable for drilling, and we felt that it was a good time to have our financiers and major shareholders that came in last year. It was a good time for them to come and visit. So there's about a dozen of them. They'll be here tomorrow and having a tour, looking at rocks, checking our drills, and making sure that their money is well spent.
Yeah, and I might mention before we go any further, for the information of our listeners, you trade in Toronto under the symbol AVA. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol ARVSF, ARVSF, 138.5 million shares. And, you know, Jean, I'm looking at it in U.S. money today at about 24 cents or so. Gives you a market cap of U.S. $33 million. It's, you know, I mean, if you didn't have anything, that might be an expensive stock. But, I mean, you recently put out a resource of 4.4 million ounces of gold, a pretty substantial start. And I guess that was with a half a gram cutoff or something like that. Talk to us a little bit about what you have there now and where you're going to be taking this company, where you're going to be taking an, on your exploration project program this year. You just this morning put out a resource, talked about a pit-constrained resource. That is, I guess what the regulators make you do is talk about the ounces that would be mineable economically within a pit, given the amount of drilling and exploration you've done up to this point in time, right? And so I'm looking at something in one number here that at a half a gram, you have 2.8 million ounces in a pit-constrained resource. But talk to us a little bit about what you have now and what the potential is for maybe expanding up to that 4.4 million ounce resource with some more drilling. Just talk to us about what your plans are this year for exploration at the Douai.
Right, Jay. I mean, the outcome is set. You know, we've given ourselves a 5 million ounce target in terms of our eventual reserve. We feel that for the Abitibi here in Quebec and Ontario, a deposit that has 5 million ounces, open pittable type scenario, it's a great space to be in. And that's sort of our strategy, our objective. Mm-hmm. And last year we spent quite a bit of time and some money to reevaluate Douai after 40 years of exploration by a number of companies, many geologists. It was the first time, you know, that we took the opportunity to basically simplify the geology, simplify the deposit, come up with a much better model to go forward in the exploration. And we felt that we had probably pretty close to the 5 million ounces in unconstrained mill resources, an inferred category. And, of course, we put out the number of the 4.4. But logically, with the new securities regulations, you basically have to put out a number that is constrained, and in our case, in a pit scenario. But the 2.8 million ounces, that's significant. I mean, even though at the low level of quality of the resources. You know, we're converting 60 to 65%. And as the project moves ahead with more drilling, more work, I'd like to see that conversion get up to the 80, 90% range that usually happens when you get more information. So as we get closer to the 5 and maybe the 6 million ounces, we'll have a much better conversion closer to that 5 million ounces that we're looking for. I mean, that's a strategy. And we basically, you know, finance the $6 million Canadian in November with that in mind. So we felt that with a 30,000 meter or 100,000 foot drill program this winter, Q1, Q2, we'd be able to show the ounces, and that's what we're doing right now. And maybe it's just a bit of background. The project, you know, it's located right in the middle of the Abitibi, so we're very close to the Canadian Malartic open pit. We're very close to the Detour open pit. It's in the same camp, same belt, same geology. So we're confident about our numbers, right? So right now, we're halfway through the drilling campaign. We've had great weather, support from the weather, so we've been able to drill in areas that generally in the summer, much harder access because of the swamps. But right now, we're more than halfway through. The idea is to finish the campaign early June, move ahead, and look at probably another resource number at some point. We're still debating internally whether we should come out now or wait till the next campaign. But again, the strategy is to get us to that 5 million ounces of reserve, and that, to me, is totally achievable in the context of what we see right now in the geology, my experience in some of these open pitable, bulk mineable gold deposit. It's a great objective to have, and I feel that within the next year or so, we'll be pretty close to that.
All right. Well, so when might we start to see some drill results coming out from your Q1, Q2 program? Are you going to save them all up and give them to us at the end of that period of time, or are you going to let some out from time to time?
Yes, let some out from time to time. We had some news out in February. We put out some news a couple of weeks back. I would say that every few weeks we will put out updated drill holes, 5, 6, 7 drill holes bunched together. I think that's the best way, the best approach. We do have a quality control program, so just because we get the results, we need to make sure that everything is in line with their quality control. And so it takes probably another couple of weeks to get that done. But I expect at least once a month, maybe twice a month, to get results going into the summer period.
Well, your current pit constrained resource, that depending on the cutoff at 2.8 million or 3.5 million, whatever it is that, and then you talked about 4.4 million ounces that are outside of the pit. Is this conceivably one large pit that would include the 4 or 5 million ounces, or are we talking about different pits?
Right now, it looks like several pits, but the only reason is because there are many gaps where there's never been any drilling. The scale of this thing is substantial. When you look at whether it's Detour or Canadian Malartic, you're looking about an area that's around, you know, 5 square kilometers, so about 3 square miles. And when you look at the mineralization that we have here, we're dealing with probably 5 times in terms of the square mile. It's huge. So we have to make sure that we fill in all the space that we can. Eventually, we'll get into more definition work, but I want to make sure that all the rocks that we drill, does it carry any gold? Is it high grade, low grade? We obviously need to find more low grade. That'll bring the tons up, but we obviously need to find more high grade. Because it's never been mined, we have the opportunity of having high grades. We already have 8 zones over a 7 kilometer trend, which is close to 5 miles. So it's a huge target area. So to me, it's all of this put together that will give us, you know, the full ounces.
Well, and then I've, can't help but notice that you also made an announcement towards the end of last week that you've doubled the size of your property. And I mean, it was already a large property and only a relatively small amount of that has been thoroughly explored. Why did you go out and double it from, I don't know, something like 305 square kilometers or something like that. It's huge. What prompted you to do that?
I think the idea, there was multiple reasons. One, these claims came open in the last couple of years. So we felt as protection claims, let's get them. So we're on trend to the Casa Berardi break, the break that's given quite a bit of gold to the west of where we are with Ecla Mining. And the second reason, we're looking also at base metal trends. And there's a number of them that we've seen on our current property. And we felt that, okay, by covering this fairly cheaply, it's map staking. So it's done through the government website. We felt that by doing this, it gives us protection. It adds more than 40 kilometers now of trend where we had 20 kilometers before. So I think it's a good strategy, as moving forward.
So there could be some base metal discoveries there too, possibly, but that's not certainly not your focus now, right?
That's right. I mean, it's for the longer term, but, we felt that because, it's a gold, usually the camps here in the Abitibi are bimodal, they're combined, right? So it's gold plus base metals. It's obvious that the gold is the most critical one for us, but longer term, there are some base metal signatures on the property that we've seen from historical drilling. Plus some of the current drilling that we're seeing now. So I think it's a good thing. It's sort of an ace in your back pocket that you can keep for some time in the future.
So you're, I believe you're well-financed, at least for this drill program, this 30,000-meter program. Do I have that right? And if so, I suppose you're going to be drilling some more after that, right? You'll probably have to go back to the well and raise some more money?
At some point, but there's no rush right now. Like I said, we're well-financed to complete the program. We had some pretty good drill prices. We have all our staff, so we're okay for now. If we wanted to accelerate the program, if we're looking to do more infill drilling, at some point we'll need to go back. And so I think right now, let's get this done. Hopefully we'll finish all of it before breakup. And if we do have an early breakup, then, we could let a month go by, then come back and finish up. So, we're quite flexible in our approach here.
Sean, let me ask you a question before we have to, I see my engineers telling me we only have a couple of minutes left, but let's to give our listeners an idea of what might be, and we would underscore the word might be, because you have a lot of work to do, you have a lot of drilling to do, a lot of science to be carried out yet, scientific work that has to be performed. You have done some metallurgy, I believe, and that, I think, is looking pretty good. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, in the past, the previous vendors had done very limited metallurgy on one of the high-grade deposits. Don't forget, we have eight of them. So this time around, we decided to take samples from each of the high-grade zones and a couple of the low-grade zones. So the porphyry was more lower-grade, and so we did metallurgy on each one of these, and it's preliminary, but at least it's giving us an indication that we're in the upper 80s, lower 90s in terms of recovery at some of the grades. The lower grades we're dealing with, it's obvious if your grades are going up to 5, 6, 10 grams, your recoveries are much better. But what we're looking at right now is from the gram and a half to 2.5 grams as what we would consider higher grade in this bulk gold scenario. And the recovery is around 90%. That's tremendous. That's just great.
Sure.
For us.
No, that's very good. What I was getting at, and when I got my mind went to the side there on that issue, because that's always a very important issue as soon as you can know whether you've got metallurgical issues or not, and it looks good so far. But what I was getting at and what I want to ask you about, let's dream a little bit. If your project goes forward and becomes something akin to a couple of the other big guys up there in your neighborhood, the Detour deposit or the Osisko deposit, how is the market pricing? Now, those are very profitable operations. How is the market pricing the gold in the ground per ounce for those projects?
Well, if I take the example that I know quite well, the Osisko one, you had perfect storms at the time back in the early 2000s. As the gold was going up, you had dirt of project. We just came off a really bad market spell. So
right.
You put all this together and you start showing significant intersections, 100 meters of a gram plus material. We knew that there was rocks in the area of the Camelaric mine that did carry lower grade gold. But the big disadvantage for them is that the high grade gold, anything over 2 grams was gone, was mined out.
Uh-huh.
So our reality is that we still have the higher grade zones. And when I say higher grade, anything over 2 grams. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have areas of 20 grams, but it's the 2 gram plus range that we'd love to find more of these.
Uh-huh.
So the reality is that the project, most of the resources now are within 250 meters, so within 750 feet of surface, which is not very deep for an open pit type scenario. We could literally double that distance, and if the geology remains the same and if the gold remains the same, one could expect to have, you know, the 5 million ounces. Yes, possibly. I like to think that we have the size of the feet of the deposit, more than 7 kilometers in length. We have the depth potential, so it gives us a pretty good scenario of low-grade, higher-grade material mix. And knowing that there's two of these deposits that already exist, but the high grades have been mined out, just shows that we need to change the approach, and we always needed to change this approach at Dewey. And, you know, with my experience and some of the team members in here, it was important to re-examine the deposit with this information, right? And we felt that, yes, it can be done. We can look at it, but it's a major size that, to me, is significant. You know, to have something of, you know, in the order of 15 square kilometers of gold mineralization, we haven't seen anything like that in the Abitibi.
No. That's kind of crazy. We're really running out of time now, John, unfortunately, but I'd just like to leave my listeners with this thought. Those of you who are interested in looking at this story more closely and also understanding what might be on the upside, go take a look at Osisko or the other project out there in Ontario. I'm talking about, I've lost my train of thought here, the other deposit. Help me out here, John.
Detour.
Detour is a better one, perhaps, in a sense, because you can go and see how many ounces in the ground, what the reserves are, and then look at that, the market valuation per ounce. You know, Arvista isn't there yet, but there's the possibility, and I would ask you to keep your eyes on this story, because as the drill results come out, the professional investors are going to start pricing this stock higher, I believe, if they come out in a favorable fashion. Metallurgy and everything continues to be favorable. So, Jean, anything else you'd like to just leave our listeners with before we say goodbye this time?
I think you just hit it right on the nail there. I mean, right now we're being valued about $10 an ounce, and you look at some of the other projects, which are getting anywhere from, you know, 20 to 50 to even $200 an ounce, depending on their locale. And we're just starting off here, so we have some room to grow.
All right, we'll have to leave it go at that. Thank you so much, John, for being with us, and we'll look to do it again sometime soon.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it.